From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea launched a missile today in a high-altitude path indicating it might be a two-stage rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. Japan issued a strong protest immediately, with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe saying Tokyo would remain in close touch with the U.S. and South Korea about developments in North Korea. The launch came as U.S., Japanese, and European militaries gather for war games in the Pacific. A cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks around the world, all infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid. There is no word on who launched the plot. Britain's National Health Services first sounded the ransomware alarm on Friday. Amber Rudd is Britain's Home Secretary.
This has been an international attack. It's impacted 100 countries. It has affected our NHS, but also some elements of industry.
Varun Barware is the chief executive of the cybersecurity firm Redlock.
The organizations, as well as end users, really need to pay attention to keeping their systems up to date. When your service providers are providing you patches, you've got to make sure you're on top of that.
Computer security experts say the current attack could have been much worse, but for the quick action of a young researcher in Britain who discovered a vulnerability in the ransomware itself. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake hit the Iranian province of North Khorasan, killing two people, injuring at least 225 more. The Red Crescent Society said teams of rescuers were sent to the quake-hit region after the quake struck on Saturday. 80% of the injured and survivors have been relocated into tents. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization says the Democratic Republic of Congo is once again facing an outbreak of the contagious and deadly Ebola virus. Congo's health minister says three people have died in the northeast of the country. This is the first outbreak of the virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo since 2014, when 49 people died of Ebola. Elsewhere that year, 11,000 died of the deadly virus. Monitors say Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by a U.S.-led air coalition, are battling Islamic State extremists near Raqqa, the Islamic State de facto capital. Sunni Arab and Turkmen militias are also involved, along with a separate contingent of Turkish-backed forces opposed to a faction of Kurdish fighters and the U.S.-backed Syrian Defense Forces Alliance. President Trump says a new FBI director could possibly be named within a few days. His remarks came 4 days after he fired James Comey, a move that is still resonating here in Washington. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters aboard Air Force One.
I think the process is going to go quickly because almost all of them are very well known. You know, they've been vetted over their lifetime, essentially. But very well known, highly respected, really talented people. And that's what we want for the FBI.
Nearly a dozen people are being considered, including attorneys, law enforcement officials, and lawmakers. Meantime, President Trump received an honorary doctorate degree from Liberty University. He encouraged the graduates, that is, to go out into the world and make a difference. France's new president, Emmanuel Macron, has taken the oath of office at the Élysée presidential palace in Paris. Macron takes charge of a nation when Britain leaves the European Union in 2019, will become the EU's only member with nuclear weapons and a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. Macron will make his first visit abroad on Monday when he goes to Germany to meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Chinese President Xi Jinping gave the opening address today in Beijing at the two-day Belt and Road Conference. Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the 29 world leaders in the Chinese capital for the initiative designed to reopen the ancient routes of the historic Silk Road as a way of boosting global developments and expanding links between Asia, Africa, and Europe. Xi Jinping has pledged billions of dollars to the project for a massive network of rail and maritime links. Xi also said China will provide emergency food aid worth 2 billion yuan to developing countries along the Belt and Silk Road. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.